Gavin might be there now. Are you there, Gavin?
Are you there, Tony?
Yes, yes. Sorry, mate. I'm not too sure what's happened there.
That's okay.
Looks like Mortlake's not the only one suffering problems at the moment. So what can you tell us about this?
Well, I think it's a good thing that nobody was hurt. There's been a few deaths in the electricity industry recently, so I'd like to kick off with that. What we do know about Mortlake is it's a gas turbine, it's a gas plant. It was built in 2012, and the nameplate on this unit, that's the generation capacity. On the plate, they usually don't generate this much, is about 292 megawatts. So it's not a big plant. I'm led to believe it's about 3% of the total generation in Victoria, about 3%. So in a sense, having this plant out might drive up wholesale prices a little bit. Households shouldn't worry about that. Any retailer they're with will have insurance products there, so they won't see a price increase now. I think the concerning thing is with Mortlake unit being out for how long, we don't know, but that in conjunction with Loy Yang is also out. Mm. Now, both those plants are out come summertime when the heat comes through. We might have a problem. Well, it will certainly present challenges for the Australian, the energy market operator, which is out there trying to keep the lights on for everybody.
So do we know how, I mean, it's really hard at this early stage, I guess, to say, what does 3% equate to in terms of homes and businesses?
Well, the important thing about a gas plant is you can switch it on and you can switch it off. So you tend to use them either when prices are high, that's when things are short, or when you need that little bit extra right at the end on the really hot days or the really cold days. So the plant wouldn't be running all the time, but it's needed at particular times when there's constraints or when there's high demand, effectively. So it's an important plant at strategic times.
Well, unfortunately, there's so many strategic times across summer when we get that run of days in the 30s, and it doesn't need to be that hot before we sort of, you know, don't think twice about flicking on the air conditioner.
Oh, certainly. And that's why this plant is really important come summer, along with everything we've got in the system. Because if you've got a heatwave through South Australia, heatwave Victoria and heatwave in New South Wales, there just isn't enough to go around. So every little bit helps. And that's where the Australian Energy Market Operator comes in. They actually coordinate all the generation capacity and demand response, that is getting industry to switch off, to keep the lights on for us all. So hopefully the report back from Origin, when they get a handle on what's going on, hopefully it's a quick fix. And hopefully AGL can get Loy Yang A up and going, and we should be fine. Looking at the forecast, if those units are all there, we should be fine by summer. But I'm sure it will present some challenges if they're not.
All right. Nice to talk to you, Gavin. Thanks for that update and painting a clearer picture for us. Gavin Duffy joining us there, the Manager of Policy and Research at St Vincent de Paul. Gavin, obviously, an energy specialist.